back to Knowledge with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
And today we're just going to be chatting to you about all of the ways we're making our library accessible for those students that aren't allowed in the library. As most school libraries are aware, it has become quite trying for you and us to get those other year groups to read. You know, we've heard that libraries have been turned into sixth form areas, they've been turned into classrooms, they're not even functioning as libraries anymore.
Lots of mobile libraries going on.
Yeah, it's a very strange time. So we're just going to chat through some of the stuff that we're putting in place to try and overcome those hurdles.
We're currently bubbling with year seven. So year seven are pretty much able to have a normal library time. So they can come in and they can touch the books, they can browse, they can sit in the library, they can read, they can do their work. It's their space. They have to wear a mask when they're walking round, but when they sit down, they can take their mask off, just like you would do in a lesson. And then if any of the other year groups want to borrow a book, then we have to quarantine the book for 72 hours. So they need to be organised. Really, don't they?
Yes.
Which is quite a task to get over to the students.
I think it's because we have to suddenly rebuild a different culture.
Yeah. It's very sad because you've spent a long time building a reading culture and it's kind of been snapped from under your feet, basically.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you've got to try and get them to care about reading when they can't access the books and you can't be in their face all the time about it.
So we are trying to be in their face all the time.
Yeah.
By putting everything online.
Everything online. And you're emailing them and telling them about everything we're doing all the time. So they can't forget about us. We won't let them. One of the main things that we're using at the moment is our reading software, which is Eclipse.
Yeah. Our library management system.
Yeah. And to begin, you know, we usually just use Eclipse to, you know, scan books in and out. But you found a way to use it that really does wonders for us.
Well, yeah, when we were in lockdown, I realised that you could add reading lists to it, which was, I'd actually got from a, it was what I realised when I had one of those CPDs. And I thought, we must be able to do that on our system too. And I looked into it and realised that you can add reading lists, which was great. And I just went crazy. We now have millions of reading lists, don't we?
The page takes forever to load. But when you get there, loads of reading
lists. So we've put things on, like if we've got a new display for September, we've added that as a reading list so that students can view that from home. And the way students can view these reading lists is by logging on, and they have a username and they have a password, and then they can actually get further into the Eclipse system and be able to look at the reading list and our links. Do you want to talk about our links page?
Yeah, there's also a links page on Eclipse where you can add loads of different links that take students to different places. And we've put obviously a lot of academic ones on, so our Issues Online, Complete Issues, The Day, which is great because they can now access all those research materials. And then we've also added some links on the student side, so they can access your Wakelet, which we'll talk about in a bit. They can access the podcast, they can access the YouTube, they can access Unifrog, which is to do a career. So we're kind of hitting like all year groups to make Eclipse kind of a hub where they can log onto that, look at books, but also access everything else they need for school.
Yeah. And then I have emailed this to students, emailed it to parents. We're very lucky that the school have now got us on the homepage. So we've actually got a little button where they can just click and it takes them straight into Eclipse. Mm. It's being made much more accessible.
Yeah, because before the kids didn't really understand what Eclipse was. Whereas now they're like, oh, that's the thing where I can get my books sorted for my click and collect day. So gradually we're rebuilding a new culture. I mean, over the last 2 weeks, we're slowly getting a pickup. More and more people are using it.
Yeah.
And I think as time goes on, that will build and it will just become a new way of accessing the books.
Yeah. It's not great, but it's the best we can do currently. So, yeah, one of the things we're doing, which you've just mentioned, I mean, obviously we have our podcast.
Yes.
Which we...
And the podcast is aimed at students as well as other librarians. It's kind of just us chatting about library stuff.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So they don't miss us, obviously.
Yeah. The other thing is the YouTube.
Yeah, so we found out the school had a YouTube, so we decided to steal it.
Yeah. So on our YouTube, we've put our new September books, and we chat about the book reviews and things like that.
Yeah.
And we will basically take over that channel, I think.
I think so. We'll be the only people posting to it. But a lot of librarians have been asking about YouTube. Is it worthwhile? I can't really say if it is or not, because we've only posted one video, but it's had a lot of views.
Yeah.
And I think the more we do that, the more it will pick up. And, you know, I've put the link for our YouTube channel in the comments, so you can go check it out, see how we've kind of made our first video to get the kids to engage with a new display. But I think moving forward, like when we do the big draw competition or any competition, if we make like a little advert about that competition, it will just bring those kids in that can't see it visually from being in here.
And it's how you promote it. So we've put it on lots of different platforms. So it's on Eclipse. And then I will email it home via our Bromcom school system to parents and students, so they get it directly. And it's on our webpage on the Toot Hill website. So there's so many areas that they can get hold of it.
And it's like the podcast is more of a, you know, a listening thing, maybe for more of the older students. The YouTube is more accessible for the younger students. And also it's engaging parents as well, because we used to have quite a lot of parent interactivity in the library. Like they always used to come in for little things, and we're missing out on that, but this way they still get to see us.
Yeah, because we even send a video to our Reading for Pleasure year 8 groups.
Yes, because usually they come in here for library lessons and we do like our notices, but they're missing out on that, so we make them their own special notices for their lessons.
They can't get away from us. We're always there.
We won't let them. I mean, we're now being told that we have to do break time duty.
Yes.
And we thought, well, we're going to get out there and make the year 8 borrow books.
Yeah, we get to go out on the field currently walk round and talk to year 7 and year 8.
I've seen so many good like library trolleys. If we need to invest in one for the field, just like roll it out.
It needs to have some great big chunky tyres,
like BMX
on it.
Wheels for the field.
We've not gone down the mobile library route because our school there are too many steps. There's no lifts, so it would be impossible. We do a mobile library to college on a Friday morning, and that's hard enough.
That's hard enough, yeah.
When you're having to shift boxes about, it's really not good. So we can't go round all the classrooms taking books to the students. It just wouldn't work in our school.
No, as our school is like a really old school, there's just no access for that.
No, we are relying on the students coming to us, which is why it's so important that we are contacting them and communicating with them all the time. Other thing that we did mention is Wakelet.
Mm.
Love Wakelet. It was what I found in lockdown.
Yeah, it's kind of like your little baby. I just leave you to it.
Yeah. I go a bit crazy on it.
I did all this on Wakelet, and I'm like, I have no idea.
So it's a great platform for adding all our quizzes and things like that. So, and it's all like, I've got a Bookflix Wakelet, we've currently got a display called Around the World in 180 Days, which the 180 days, we've approximately got 180 school days. That's where it's come from, a little take on that. So I've done a Wakelet on that and where they can access the quiz. So everything is online. All the quizzes have been made so that they can access it.
Yeah.
So I do love Wakelet. It's got everything on it, hasn't it?
It helps them have that interaction where they can feed something back.
Yeah.
So we can give them a quiz, they can complete it, so nobody's missing out on credits.
Yeah.
Or what they used to enjoy coming in to do at lunchtime.
It's tricky, but we're trying the best we can.
Yeah. In like 3 months, we'll get back to you of how all of this is going.
Yeah.
And see if it's actually works. But right now, I'm feeling confident. We're doing everything we can.
Yeah.
The only thing we're not doing is obviously taking something out on wheels, but difficult. Yeah.
It's difficult. Too difficult in this school.
But if we could, we would probably.
Yes. The other thing we wanted to talk about was the Book Trust packs.
Yeah, now we're quite upset about this. So usually every year you like sign up and you say, yeah, I want the Book Trust pack, and then Book Trust sends you a pack, and it's brilliant. And you've built the Book Trust books into this resource that you've...
It's a challenge we do. So we have a BookTrish challenge. So we read the books, create these questions, and then the kids read the books, answer the questions and earn credits and prizes. And I've been doing it since 2013. So we've got a huge bank of books now with challenges. And we don't run accelerated reading. So this is kind of like our little reading challenge
that
kids can hop in and out of. And we're kind of worried that we're not going to get the books, which...
Yeah, because from the sounds of it, they've changed it. So now they only send the BookTrish packs to schools that have a certain number of a particular student or if they're not wealthy. And I don't think we tick any of those boxes.
Yeah.
But so... it's really sad, because what people don't understand is that a school can have a lot of money, but that actually really... can also hinder a school library, because
yes, it can.
Yes, you've got the stock, but actually the students are also of a certain wealth, so they buy their own books.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you start to lose that. So for us, having the BookTrish challenges, it created this buzz around a particular book that got people to pick them up and put their own books down.
Yeah, that's why we did it. And it does work, and I'm just a little upset that
We might miss out on that.
Yeah,
and I'm sad. Why did you change it? Yeah, who's not giving you funding anymore?
Yeah,
which government person do I
know?
Speak
it's
to?
All it's all the hard times at the moment. But just a bit disappointed that we might have to alter that.
I mean, I was on the panel this year and I really enjoyed choosing the books. And I was really excited to get those books in the library, because I'd be like, I chose these.
Yeah,
I was part of this process, and now I won't know how the kids like the stories.
Yeah.
Sad. So, BookTrish, let us know. Why?
Yeah.
Why? We still love you, but why?
Yeah, we still
do. I still want to visit you when I can, but why? So, that was a bit of a heavy podcast. I feel like we just moaned a bit.
Well, I don't know. I think it was quite positive. We talked about a lot of positive things with going online and stuff, and making the best of a awful situation, really. Hopefully by the time all the students are on board, we'll have gone back to normal.
Yeah. And then we'll have to change it all over again.
Anyway,
so if you are a librarian and you're listening to this, please let us know your thoughts on our Twitter at @lounge_learning. If you're a student at Suit Hill and you're listening to this, please let us know your thoughts by emailing us of what we can do better. And it is goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.